Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Members of the European Parliament are to decide today whether to hand Ursula von der Leyen a second term as European Commission President. Von der Leyen, who has run the Commission since 2019, will need 361 votes in order to be confirmed for a second term. Support from her own centre-right European People's Party, the Socialists and Democrats and the Liberal Renew should give her enough votes. But it is a secret ballot. Henry Foy is the Financial Times Brussels Bureau Chief. He joins me on the line now from Strasbourg. Henry, good morning. She has been speaking to parliamentarians. Has she been convincing them?
Good morning, Philip. My guess would be that she has. She's presented a very, very wide-ranging and I would say ambitious proposal for her second term to the chamber this morning. There's basically, as one MEP put it, a line in the speech for everyone, from everything for a new defence commissioner and a more robust European joined up defence policy to a commissioner for enlargement, even a commissioner for housing. She wants the European Commission to tackle the plight of the housing crisis across Europe. Something in there for everyone. Basically, a lot of the speakers who've come after her from all the way from the Greens to the hard right have said, we don't like her, but we're probably going to back her. I think she'll sail through comfortably this afternoon.
When she was making this plea back in 2019, there was the Green Deal, climate, nature restoration were at the centre of her policy platform. They seem a little bit absent now.
That's absolutely right. Some academics have just done a study of the words featured in the speech, and basically green and climate are down and up is defence and security and investment and business. She wants her second term to be about making the union stronger and making the union more prosperous. She's talked about a European prosperity plan, that's a quote, and trying to maintain the competitive edge of the continent, obviously in light of competition from the US. And China, that plays to the kind of main fears of the big EU capitals on defence and on competitiveness and making sure that European prosperity, European financing remains in the continent and helps to fund some of the things like the green transition that you just referenced.
And is the patronage deal done? Are all of the jobs promised all over the place?
So the commissioner jobs, that comes next. But of course, von der Leyen is well aware of which capitals want which jobs and certainly which people those capitals might put forward. The jobs in Parliament, they've been doled out earlier this week. And we've seen over the last couple of days, the Greens, the Liberals, the Socialists getting key vice presidential jobs and looking at certain committees. And that was a sign really yesterday that von der Leyen was pretty secure, given that her coalition partners and the party she wanted to back her from the outside were getting the jobs they wanted, and therefore the grand deal, if you like, to get her the job for the second term was already in motion.
But as MEPs vote in secret, there are many of them, we know, certainly in this country, who are very troubled by her stance on Gaza and her more or less unconditional support for Israel. How big a part is that going to play?
I mean, you're absolutely right. And we know that there are MEPs from Ireland, some from Spain, maybe even from Belgium, who are inside her coalition that won't back her. That was a reason why some people thought the vote might be tighter than usual. But of course, the secret ballot works in her favor because she may well get MEPs from the hard right and MEPs from the Greens who wouldn't like to be seen shaking hands in public, backing her as well in secret, mainly, Philip, because there's not really an alternative. If there's one major part of her campaign that's been a huge success, it's been making sure that she is cast as the only choice here. And so to not vote for her, regardless of bits and pieces of her policy portfolio or of her personal attitude you don't like, you're voting for chaos. So that's really the pitch.
Back in 2019, she really squeaked it. She just won by 9 votes, where she reckoned beforehand she had 60 votes to play with. Do you reckon it'll be as tight this time?
hostage to fortune, of course, but I would suggest she'll be a little bit more comfortable this time. I think you've got to bear in mind that 2019, she was a completely unexpected candidate. Of course, she was parachuted in at the last minute when other proposals for the commission president had fallen through. She didn't have a lot of time to pull together a majority. And of course, as you say, 9 votes. She was backed by some hard right groups in Poland and Hungary that definitely now wouldn't vote for her. However, you know, she's had 5 years to prepare for this second term. She's built a strong coalition, and over the last few weeks has been working the phones to make sure that that the people that she needs to vote for her will. Of course, as I said, it's a secret ballot. People may well betray her at the final moment, but I think at the moment all signs are that she's going to make it through quite comfortably.
Henry Foy, Financial Times Brussels Bureau Chief, thank you very much for talking to us. Coming up after the break, we are sending an enormous team to the Olympics in Paris next week. We're going to look at our medal chances after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.